Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, January 26th, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour, and you are tuned in to the Big Friday program here. And we're going to open up the program this morning with a story that has made national news this particular week. We are a week out from Groundhog Day, and I'm going to read this from the USA Today version of the story. This was in the USA Today on January the 24th. Given Punxsutawney Phil's questionable track record of accurately predicting the weather, PETA figures that flipping a coin couldn't be any worse. Heck, even if a coin toss would be right half of the time on whether 6 more weeks of winter was in store, sure beats the famed groundhog's estimated 40% accuracy rate. But the animal rights group isn't solely preoccupied with how efficient Punxsutawney Phil is at his job. In a letter sent this week to Tom Dunkel, the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club's president, PETA expressed concerns that the groundhog is being cruelly exploited for publicity. If the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club's inner circle, the group that organizes the Groundhog Day event and cares for Phil, agreed to send the animal to a sanctuary, PETA offered to send the organization a giant coin that could easily replace him as the Pennsylvania town's gimmick to draw in tourists. He is not a meteorologist and deserves better than to be exploited every year for tourism money, PETA said in a statement. The Groundhog Club did not immediately respond Wednesday to USA Today's request for a comment. And at this point, I'm not sure if they've responded as of yet either. But this morning, joining us via telephone, and we appreciate this, Clayton Rutherford, PETA's research associate for captive animal law enforcement. Clayton, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk with you as well. What did you make of the national attention that this story has gotten this year? There have been some in the past, but this year it's really gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah, it has. It really, really blew up this year, and I think that's a sign of the times. It's people and media outlets are recognizing that it's time for a change in Punxsutawney, and you know, I think all of this attention is going to increase the pressure on the Groundhog Club, and we will see a victory.
Now, Clayton, it says in the article from USA Today on the 24th, they had not heard anything back from the Groundhog Club in Punxsutawney. I had emailed them yesterday. I did not receive anything back. Have you heard anything?
We haven't, and this is this seems to be the way they operate. They are doing their best to ignore us, but I think as the attention shows, they can't ignore us any longer. We have momentum on our side, and I think we are soon approaching a day that Punxsutawney Phil will be at a sanctuary, getting the care that he needs for the rest of his life.
Now, it would seem, with Groundhog Day a week away, with them not responding to major outlets, local outlets, or responding to you, that it appears to be that their strategy is ignore this for a week, bring the groundhog out next Friday, it's only one day, and then we have a year to do what we have to do. Do you think that's the plan?
That could be the thought process, but I would urge them to consider that PETA is relentless, and we won't let up until we see Phil and Phyllis, by the way, who is also held with Phil year round, and until we see them at a reputable sanctuary, we're not going to let up.
So if no answer is given at all, if it's radio silence up through next Thursday night, what will happen on Friday morning?
Friday morning, the event will likely go on, but PETA will be closely monitoring. There have been incidents in the past where groundhogs have acted out of fear and done what wild animals do, and we will be closely monitoring to see if anything happens that raises flags for concern about Phil's safety, and we will file appropriate complaints as necessary. But the point is that, you know, groundhogs are shy animals, and they would never choose to be exposed to flashing cameras or human handling or noisy crowds. And we're urging event organizers and the public to observe Groundhog Day in a way that doesn't involve confining and abusing live animals.
Now, Clayton, when you say PETA is relentless, if the groundhog is there next Friday, and if the event goes off like it has for so many years, how will you continue to keep the momentum going? Because just as the news cycle goes, when Groundhog Day is over, this will probably get less mainstream media attention until it all blows back up again next year.
Sure. Well, we never like to show our cards because we do have a robust campaign team who works on these issues. So I don't want to get into details about what we might have planned, but I can assure you that we will not stop. And it's not just Punxsutawney. We continue to campaign for Buckeye Chuck there in Marion, Ohio. Almost 26,000 people have taken action on our website, urging the radio station to stop using live animals, which they inexplicably have reverted to this year after a successful event last year without exploiting a live groundhog. And we're doing the same thing in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, which calls itself the groundhog capital of the country. We're running ads on buses that are going around the city as we speak, that are pointing out that groundhogs, they're not meteorologists, and they're not props for our silly traditions, and we need to stop exploiting them and allow them to live their life in peace as wild animals.
You know, and just to straighten this all out for people who might not be aware of what's going on here, because there was a little dust-up here in Marion last year with our own Buckeye Chuck, PETA put a billboard up across from the radio station, which houses I guess we should say hosts the event Buckeye Chuck and has for many years. And last year, they decided not to use a real groundhog. They used a stuffed groundhog, and the event came off. But this year, and I got this from PETA, Nicole Meyer, the media officer at PETA, this is what the update is on Buckeye Chuck for people who plan to attend the event next Friday, because it will go on as well. After successfully featuring a stuffed groundhog last year, this year's event will use a live animal. But since organizers have provided assurances that humans won't handle Chuck, it's still a small step up from other Groundhog Day events during which the naturally shy animals are grabbed and dangled in front of noisy, rambunctious crowds and flashing camera lights. PETA and more than 25,000 supporters continue to urge WMRN AM to host a fun, animal-free celebration instead of harassing vulnerable groundhogs, and reminds everyone that groundhogs should be hibernating this time of year, and they're thinking, feeling beings with their own needs and desires, not meteorologists or props for gimmicky events. So the kindest option of all is to leave the live groundhogs out of our celebrations altogether. And that was from Nicole Meyer, media officer for PETA. So it looks like here in Marion, they have said, yes, we're going to use a live groundhog. We're just not going to touch it.
Right. And I think that's a step forward, sure, but it's certainly a step back as well to go from not using a live animal last year and having a successful event to this year bringing one back. And I think whether the animal is handled or not, this is a wild animal who's being carted to a radio station to be displayed in front of a crowd, a noisy crowd, and flashing cameras, and it's undoubtedly a stressful scenario for that animal to be in, and it's completely unnecessary. The radio station itself showed last year that it could continue the event without exploiting live animals, and yet this year it's reverted back to that practice. And so PETA continues to urge that station to stop doing this. Like, it's 2024. Let's adapt and let's celebrate our traditions in a more humane way.
Now, Clayton, in this particular case here in Marion, you said there has been a petition, and PETA is relentless to for all stations or groups to stop using the groundhog. In the particular case here in Marion, they've said, we're going to have the groundhog, we're just not going to touch it. So how will PETA continue to handle this particular situation?
Well, like I said, we have an action alert on our website. You can go to PETA.org to see that. 25,970 supporters have taken action to urge the station to stop, and we continue to urge them ourselves privately. And I think, you know, we have supporters across the country who want to see a change for the better for animals. And the best way to do that is to remove them from these events and celebrate in more humane ways, such as what you have planned. I know you have an annual groundhog event, and it doesn't involve tormenting a wild animal, and I believe PETA is actually supporting your event this year. So I think, you know, you're setting an example for WMRN and for all of these other groups across the country, and I applaud you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and our event doesn't feature a live groundhog, but I do understand, and I just, out of all honesty, tradition is an interesting thing, and these events have been going on a long time here in Marion and in Pennsylvania, and I think America is very stuck in a traditional pattern. Do you see that there is something to that?
Tradition is never an excuse for cruelty. Groundhogs are a prey species who actively avoid humans. The way to demonstrate true respect for groundhogs and set a wonderful example for how we can all move beyond this is to replace this outdated tradition with something more modern, whether that's flipping a coin or hosting a pizza-themed event like you're doing. That, you know, be creative. Come up with something that is more exciting than tormenting a wild animal. And I think that more and more people across the United States are coming around to that and accepting that we can't just keep doing the same thing, especially when it's wrong, just because that's the way we've always done it.
Now, Clayton, in these particular cases, because obviously one is close to the citizens of Marion's heart, being Buckeye Chuck, and certainly I think the biggest is in Pennsylvania and Punxsutawney. Again, just to make this clear, if they use a live groundhog, and clearly in Marion they are going to do that, they have said, yes, that's what we're going to do. And Punxsutawney, we don't know yet, but it's certainly looking that way unless something changes next week. I say you don't want to tip your hand, but what could, I mean, are these protests on Groundhog Day? Is it legislation after Groundhog Day? Is it law enforcement, lawsuits? I mean, what area are we in if something doesn't change a week from today?
Nothing's off the table. And, you know, PETA has protested. I wouldn't even guess how many tens of thousands of protests PETA has been involved in. And that's certainly still on the table. And since you mentioned the legal aspect of it, I'd like to point out one of the major issues that we flagged last year with Marion's event was the fact that it was an illegal exhibition that was planned. For years, they had used a groundhog supplier who didn't have the license to exhibit animals. And he's actually now completely lost his license to breed animals as well. And he was breeding animals and holding them in horrific conditions. And these are the practices that we see over and over again when wild animals are exploited for events like Groundhog Day. And I think that goes to show that it has to change. There is no humane way to put on an event like this if it involves a live animal who doesn't want to be there.
Why do you think this has been such an uphill battle to the point to where even the group here in Marion went to a stuffed groundhog last year, but now is going back to the real groundhog, and Punxsutawney is just not answering people on what they're going to do? For one day, why is this such an uphill battle for PETA and anybody else who might want to be involved?
I think, like you said, tradition's a funny thing. It makes us do things that don't really make sense and are not a good reflection necessarily of who we are. And I think that it's time to take a step back, look beyond the tradition, and consider, do we want to be a country, a city, a groundhog club group who exploits wild animals for our own entertainment? I believe we don't. And I think that time is coming, and we will see an end to these events.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll move on to a different topic in regard to this. But as far as these events, you singled out three there, but like I say, important to us, I think, are the one that goes on in Pennsylvania because it's gotten so much national attention, and the one that goes on here in Marion. With all the supporters, are they ever urged or would take it upon themselves next Friday to picket these events?
Absolutely, and we very often rely on supporters to host protests for us, and you know, we are happy to supply materials to anybody. You might have listeners right now who are planning a protest. I'd encourage them to get in contact with PETA, and we'd be happy to support them.
So would you say at this point, because this is a one-day event, is it likely, more likely, less likely to have protests next Friday at these two events if real groundhogs are used?
I will say that nothing is off the table, Scott.
Okay.
And if it calls for it, then you can count on PETA being there.
Now, what would the call be? Using a live groundhog?
What would call for a protest?
Yeah.
We need to know that are going to be worthwhile and successful. You know, we don't do things just for attention. We don't do things just to say we did it. We do things when we think we are going to have an impact. And if we determine that a protest, whether it's in Marion, Ohio, or Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, or Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, or anywhere else in the country, we will do it when we know we're going to have an impact.
Now, this idea of a coin, I had not heard of this before, and maybe it's because it just didn't make national news as heavy as it did this year, but where did the idea come to offer the group in Punxsutawney a coin? And what kind of coin is this, and would you offer the group in Marion the same thing?
I'll stand right here today and tell WMRN that I will make the same offer to them. We will send them a coin if they will take us up on it. I don't know specifically who came up with the idea, but one of our very creative minds at PETA came up with this coin idea that it's just a giant coin. On one side it says early spring. On the other side, it says 6 more weeks of winter. And given that Punxsutawney Phil, a recent study showed that Punxsutawney Phil was accurate with his prediction only about 40% of the time, it stands to reason that flipping a coin would be even more accurate in predicting the weather than he would. And so, you know, it's a fun way to start the conversation and to draw attention to the fact that this tradition needs to end. And that doesn't mean do away with the event entirely. It can be adapted, and there can still be fun ways to celebrate this time and to predict the weather that don't involve exploiting a live groundhog.
Now, just because it's radio, what is a giant coin and what is it made out of?
I don't know specifically what material this one would be made out of, but there's a photo on our website. You can go to PETA.org and find your way to a photo of our proposed coin. It's a large gold colored coin that features a flower on one side and a snowflake on the other.
Now, Clayton, interestingly enough, there probably isn't anybody currently in the United States who does not understand or has not heard the name PETA. But a lot of people really don't understand what it is and what it does. Give us the best explanation. Who are PETA? Who is PETA? And what do they do?
Well, PETA, for starters, PETA is an acronym. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And we are the largest animal rights organization in the world. Since 1980, we have been working to end the use and abuse of animals for food, for experiments, for clothing, for entertainment, like these groundhog events, or in any other way. And we work across the country. We have a different entities across the world that work to shine the light on animal abuse and make real changes for animals every day.
Now, Clayton, a lot of people, which I'm sure you know, have a negative connotation or feeling toward PETA for whatever reason. Why do you think that is?
I think it's ultimately based in misunderstanding. I think that there are special interest groups who are financially incentivized to keep people doing what they've always done, and that involves eating animals, wearing animals, visiting facilities that confine animals for the use of entertainment. All of these groups work very hard to make sure successful, and I think that given the way tradition is, and PETA is often leading the charge to change tradition and to stop the use of animals just because we've always used them, I think sometimes that can lead people to have a certain perception of us. But I'd also point out that it has really shifted. You know, vegan food is available in every grocery store and just about every restaurant in the country, and that's exploded in recent years. People don't want to see animals exploited for entertainment, whether that's at a roadside zoo or a circus. You know, Ringling Brothers Circus, which for 146 years dug its feet in and said it was going to continue exploiting animals. It ended up going out of business after decades of PETA protests and has since come back without animals. Because the organizers there have recognized that the only way to be successful in that industry anymore is to reinvent itself. And so, yeah, there still are people who have feelings about PETA that are based in misunderstanding. But I think ultimately when people understand the issues that we're talking about, and we have the opportunity to educate them on the ways that animals are being used and abused, then I think it's a no-brainer to get behind these efforts and to become one of our supporters.
You know, Clayton, it's very interesting because there are people I know, and we all know these people, who have animals, they love animals. Some of these people treat their animals better than they treat family members. They live good lives. They would hate to see an animal abused. They would report somebody if an animal was abused. But yet, they don't want this tradition taken away. Why do you think that is?
I think, honestly believe it's simply due to a lack of understanding. I don't think that there's anyone out there who is saying, I enjoy seeing Punxsutawney Phil terrified and drug out in front of a crowd. I think better of people than that. I don't think that they recognize the problem with events like this, and that's why PETA has done this, you know, full court press to shine a light on the fact that groundhogs are shy animals who would never choose this, and keeping a wild animal encaged for a cruel annual gimmick is animal abuse. And so that's why we're calling on event organizers to end this tradition, and that's why we're calling on the public to join us and in standing up against this animal abuse.
Now, Clayton, do you know how many PETA members you have in the Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania area, and also in the Marion, Ohio, Central Ohio area?
I don't have those numbers off the top of my head. I know that PETA entities have over 9 million supporters around the world, and I'm certain that we have many in both of those areas.
Now, obviously, a lot of next Friday, as we have spoken about, is about tradition. It's about an event that people like to go to. For the events that are not, because there are those events, obviously we do one of them, that do not feature a live groundhog, or if any of these other organizations would flip to the coin or another way of doing this, does PETA support its members going to those events and try to get them to go to those events?
Sure. I mean, as is the case with your event, I think we're supplying vegan pizza for you to use at your event, and I think PETA absolutely has. If a live animal isn't being used, by all means, celebrate accordingly. And I we'd be happy to promote any alternative that doesn't involve tormenting a live groundhog.
Now, Clayton, your title, a PETA's Research Associate for Captive Animal Law Enforcement. What do you do all year round?
So I work primarily on issues involving roadside zoos and circuses. And I work in a department of lawyers, veterinarians, and captive wildlife experts who have decades of experience working with and for captive wildlife, and we work to end their abuse, whether that's by filing filing legal complaints, sometimes lawsuits under the Endangered Species Act, and campaigning against the use of wild animals for entertainment.
Now, Clayton, one thing here, this got a lot of attention this year, I think more than it has ever gotten before. National news all over the place. I think there are even news stations that are still dropping the story right now, even as we speak, in regard to Punxsutawney Phil. But is there some worry that now you have given them more attention for people who have maybe forgotten about this? And, well, Groundhog Day, you know, I don't really do anything, but, oh, yeah, that event does go on. It is a tradition. Because in all these articles that I've seen, they also talk about the tradition. They also talk about how long it's been going on. They talk about what they do there, along with PETA. So is there a fear that even though it got this kind of attention, that it kind of puts the spotlight back on the event?
I don't think so, because the articles were prompted by PETA's campaign. They all a front and center focus on what we're proposing and why we're proposing it. And so I think that, you know, the fact that PETA prompted this goes to show the power that we have and the momentum that we have. And I think that we will see a shift because of all of this attention. People are being exposed to the idea that groundhogs shouldn't be used for events like this. And I think it's great. If people had completely forgotten that Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania was still doing this, I think it's great that the first time they're being reminded, PETA's message is there right alongside it.
What do you think it was about this year? Because I know certainly the last few years, PETA has been against this in a very public way. What was it about 2024 that made it really big news?
You know, the news cycle is a funny thing. It's sometimes hard to break through the noise and to generate attention for something like this. But I think ultimately what it comes down to is that the public is already on our side. And the news stations are of that. And they know that ending the exploitation of animals is important to many of their listeners, many of their readers, many of their viewers. And so they cover these topics even more than they used to, because they know that their viewers care. And I think that's a great sign for our future. And I think it's a great sign for Punxsutawney Phil of what's to come.
You know, Clayton, I've thought about this, and when I say tradition, I'm not even sure that it's the tradition of the actual animal being there that sparks such a feeling in people. I think, certainly I can speak to the Marion area, I think a lot of our tradition and people being beholden to Buckeye Chuck in this area is the man for which it was named for and who started this tradition. A late broadcaster, no longer with us, unfortunately, in this area, started it. And I think a lot of this event ties back to that. Not so much the live groundhog. It's just because the live groundhog's always been a part of it. He started it, and they don't want to see that go away. And I would guess a similar thing is going on in Punxsutawney. I don't know if it's about the person who created it, but I imagine it's years and years. I saw my third grade teacher there. We go there every year. Not so much about the animal at all, because the animal really in these events is a very small part of the event. Most serve food. Most have other things going on. But I think it's about the people, and I think people don't want to lose that. They feel that it's kind of stomping on these people's legacy, I think is what it is.
There could be something to that, but ultimately, I think the best way to celebrate someone's legacy is in remembrance of them, to do something that makes the world a better place. And I think that as people learn about the issues, they will accept that we cannot continue to exploit groundhogs just in the name of tradition, whether that's in memory of someone or just because we've done it for 100 and however many years. We have to adapt, and I think that there's no better way to honor somebody than by making a change for the better. And for Punk's Tawny Phil, for Buckeye Chuck, that change can't come soon enough.
You know, Clayton, when it comes to a lot of events that don't even go on anymore at this point, just because they've petered out on their own, a lot of times there are statues. You know, we live in the hometown here of President Warren Harding, so we have a Harding Memorial here. Obviously, President Harding is not president, and certainly he's no longer with us, but we have a Harding Memorial, we have a Harding High School, and I don't know what goes on in Pennsylvania, but to the people who made these traditions important, maybe some recognition for them in that way would help to salve a little bit of this over.
Sure, and I don't think PETA would be opposed to a statue of a groundhog in recognition of the history. I do think any recognition like that should be put in context and acknowledge that this statue is here because we've moved on from this part of our past. We acknowledge it and we remember it, but we've also, and we are now demonstrating our respect and compassion for groundhogs by not using them for entertainment. And I think PETA would absolutely get behind an idea like that.
Now, Clayton, have there been any events across the country that have switched from using a live groundhog to possibly using this coin or having some agreement with PETA that we're going to do it a different way?
I don't know specifically about the Groundhog Day events, but there's no question that there are many other events that have adapted and stopped using animals. I mentioned Ringling Brothers already. That's a huge one. They just recently, like last year, went back on tour in their first ever animal-free show, and you know that's a huge win for animals used for entertainment. And so we've seen rodeos adapt and just stop exploiting animals because the public doesn't want to see that anymore. And I think that as the public is educated on the issues, they want to do better. And I think that we're seeing that across the country right now.
You know, Clayton, what's interesting about this is that we often talk about politics in our world today and how the Republicans and Democrats cannot sit down and hammer out a deal and everybody's yelling at each other and there's always a lot of conflict. And regarding these events, would there have been any way that PETA could have sat down with these organizations, whether it's in Marion, Ohio, or Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, or anywhere else across the United States, and not done this in a public way, that it could have happened behind private doors? PETA says, this is why we don't like it. The organization that puts it on says, hey, this is why we like doing it. Let's find a compromise, and let's not parade it around. Because, I'm sure, as you know, PETA doesn't like bad attention, and I'm sure these groups don't like bad attention.
PETA always privately first. For over a decade, we've been writing privately to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. For far as I know, for well over a year, we've been writing privately to WMRN. To date, we have received zero response. So, absolutely, we would be happy to meet behind the scenes, talk privately about this issue, and then walk away from the meeting ready to announce a victory without having to do all of this publicity.
So
the
just
fact is, they aren't taking us up on that offer to talk. If they're ready to talk, we're ready to talk.
Well, and I think that's a very important point to make, because I think that's something that doesn't get said in a lot of these press releases and stories that go on, is that, so you're saying that PETA has contacted the people in Punxsutawney and the people here in Marion continuously, at least in Marion for the last year and in Punxsutawney for longer, about changing this, and you have gotten no response from either group?
That's correct.
Why do you think that is? You would think that even in March or April, that at least they might respond and say, what's your idea?
I think that their hope is that if they ignore us for long enough, we will go away. But instead, PETA is relentless, and that's not how we operate. We do not stop just because someone isn't answering us. We know the trend of social movements involves being ignored for a time. It also involves people being angry at you for a time, and then ultimately you win because the tide shifts. And I think right now we are right on the edge with all of this attention that we've generated this year and in previous years. We are approaching the point where we're going to see that tide shift, and the Groundhog Club is going to have no choice. If they want to continue their event, they're going to have to adapt. Otherwise, people won't support it.
Well, that being said, Groundhog Day is all about predictions, and we are 7 days out at this point. Now, we do know what the Marion group is going to do here, because they've already said what they're going to do. But besides that, what do you think is going to happen next Friday? Certainly the national attention has been put on Punxsutawney. It is the biggest event. They have not responded. We're 7 days away. What is your prediction about what will happen next Friday, as far as, do you think we're going to see the live groundhog? Have they even asked for the coin? Is the coin been sent?
Well, they would have to respond to us in order to start that conversation about sending the coin, which they haven't done. So, unfortunately, I think this year we will see live groundhogs used in events. I think there's always a glimmer of hope that someone will have a change of heart, and PETA stands ready to assist in any way when that time comes. Whether that's this year, next year, here to see these events adapted. And we will not stop until they do.
I just want to ask something, and I truly don't know the answer to this, because honestly I wasn't aware of the writing campaign in private that has gone on between PETA and these organizations, because the statement we have in regard to Buckeye Chuck says that the organizers have provided assurances that humans won't handle Chuck this year. So was there contact with the group, or did PETA...
I believe that was a public statement that they made.
Okay, so that wasn't directly to PETA, that was just put out publicly.
Yeah, as far as I know, they have not responded to any of our correspondence.
And in regard, in our final 2 minutes here, Clayton, why is this bad for the animal itself, the groundhog? Why is it bad to do this one morning event a year?
Thank you for the opportunity to explain that. Groundhogs are shy animals, and they would never choose to be exposed to flashing cameras, human handling, and noisy crowds. Right now, they should be hibernating. And keeping a wild animal confined for an annual gimmick where for one day a year they're drug out in front of people is animal abuse. And that's why we're calling on event organizers in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, in Marion, Ohio, in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, in anywhere else in the country that continues to do these events to end the outdated traditions and to observe February 2nd in a way that doesn't involve confining and abusing live animals.
Well, it's been a pleasure. We've been chatting this morning with Clayton Rutherford, PETA's Research Associate for Captive Animal Law Enforcement. Again, talking about the big event that goes on in Pennsylvania every year in Punxsutawney with Punxsutawney Phil, and of course talking about our own Buckeye Chuck here in Marion, about the use of live groundhogs and what will happen there. And there certainly was more attention this year nationally than I have ever seen before. So because we're a news station, we certainly are going to cover it, and we're going to have our own Groundhog Day event next Friday as well. And as we've always said, we do not use a live groundhog. It is a person in a groundhog suit. So that's how that all goes. So Clayton, I certainly appreciate the nice words you said about our event, and I appreciate anything you do, and hopefully, I think what's best for everybody, I think, is hopefully some solution is able to be obtained with all of these groups where nobody's disappointed, everybody can be happy, we can celebrate these traditions, and PETA's happy as well. I think hopefully that's what happens, and I think that's what we all want.
Thanks so much for having me on, Scott, and I hope your event is a great success.
Thank you, Clayton. Bye-bye. All right, Clayton Rutherford, PETA's Research Associate for Captive Animal Law Enforcement. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
To do, to be really rotten mean, most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly.